Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau accuses parents protesting grooming of manifesting hate. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 22, 2023. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims the public anti-grooming protests show hate towards people who are gay or transgender. "Let me make one thing very clear, transphobia, homophobia, and biphobia have no place in this country," Trudeau wrote Wednesday on X, formerly known as Twitter. "We strongly condemn this hate and its manifestations, and we stand united in support of 2+ Canadians across the country. You are valid and you are valued," the Canadian Prime Minister added. Trudeau was reacting to large-scale anti-grooming protests sweeping Canada, at which demonstrators are speaking out against transgender propaganda and gender identity ideology being taught to their children in schools. One father at the protest said on Wednesday, "This is who we're fighting for," referring to his newborn child, adding, "We're not here for hate. I don't know why there's a lot of talk about hate. We respect everybody, but our children, there's a line that's drawn on our children. Watch below." He continued, "I think ideologies should be taught at home. What the parents want, and the way that they're forcing this, it's not right. It's not like we had a roundtable discussion where they're like, hey, what do we want in our education system? No, this has been infiltrated without anybody's consent. And now, for our own children, we want to speak out. We're creating hate? We're creating division? I don't think so. Look around. Look how many skin colors, religions, look how many people are united. Why? Because we have one thing in common, and that's our children," the father added. "Nobody will ever back down from their children." Others on social media also pointed out how diverse the anti-grooming protesters were. "What an incredible cross-section of our Tri-Cities community," one wrote. "Children to seniors, Muslims, Christians, and atheists, rich and poor. Everyone out to protect children from harmful ideologies. Watch below. Watch below. Watch below." The proliferation of transgender propaganda and gender ideology in schools has become a major problem in academic institutions in the United States and Canada. As academia, television shows, media outlets, and left-wing activists continue to hype transgenderism and guide children to doubt their biological sex, more young people are identifying as non-binary. Research published by the Trevor Project in 2021 found that more than 1 in 4, 26%, of LGBTQ youth identify as non-binary. An additional 20% said they are not sure or are questioning whether they identify as non-binary. Additionally, a recent study strongly suggests that social contagion is a factor in teenagers and young adults identifying as transgender. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.